ABC Radio Australia.
Given the ups and downs and uncertainties of the past 2 years, what made one Samoan man decide to open up his own barbershop business in Melbourne's West? Well, because like most Samoans, he wanted to serve his community. And as Talia Olutia found out, Coolio the Barber is more than just a barbershop.
My name is Coolio, and Tengia Coolio. I'm the owner of Coolio the Barbershop out in Melbourne South.
Tell me, what do you love about cutting hair and doing what you do?
One of the things that is quite enjoyable about the job is meeting different people and learning their experiences in life. You meet people from like all aspects, people high on drugs to very successful business people, to people losing loved ones, to people just giving birth to their first child and stuff. So it's good to experience all of these things with different people.
All while giving a haircut. I often think of hairdressers, it's like part the skill of making people look good, but also feeling good, because there's also a bit of therapy that goes on while you're sitting in the barber's chair.
Yeah, it's quite fun. One thing that it's not really spoken about, it's a roller coaster of emotions throughout the day. In terms of like one client's, you know, would be happy and the next would be real sad. And the next will come in and it's really quiet, but you have to be able to give the same energy to every single client. You know, you can't like have a depressing conversation with somebody and then take that over to somebody that's walked in that's in a really good mood, you know, because you're going to end up ruining their day. And so when I say it's a rollercoaster of emotions, you gotta be able to switch off and, okay, clean page, new customer, let's go.
And how did you get into the business? Have you been doing this for a while?
I've been cutting hair for about 7 years now. I started from my older cousin in Wagga Wagga, in New South Wales. He has his own business there and he took me on as an apprentice and showed me the ropes. And customer service is more important first than actually learning how to cut hair. That's the foundation of cutting. So that's what made it more enjoyable.
Wow. And what did you think when you heard that? Because I would assume that, you know, cutting hair is pretty important, but I guess there is a real level of trust that you put into someone who's holding scissors near your head, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what he wanted to try and like secure, that you're able to make people feel comfortable from the time they walk through the door to when they sit down on the chair. And, you know, you just got to create that confidence, build that confidence in yourself. And build confidence in them.
Yeah, and I find, like, being Samoan myself, I have very thick, curly hair, and I've been to many hairdressers where I've made to feel embarrassed or, you know, small just because of how big my hair is. Do you find, like, your clientele, when, you know, you're working with them, they've also had experiences in the past where, you know, even just you being a Samoan barber makes them feel a little bit more reassured?
Yeah, I do. I find that when people see, like, especially a Samoan barber, they tend to trust a lot more easily. I'm not sure if that's a good thing, but I take full advantage of it. And a lot of people are always, they just walk in just to have a chat, or, you know, first timers, they always ask for you. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. And talk to me about opening a barbershop during a pandemic, especially here in Melbourne, where, you know, hair styling services were like one of the things that a lot of people missed during our really long lockdowns. Why did you decide to open a barbershop during a pandemic?
For a few reasons. One was that COVID changed a lot of people in terms of like business owners, and you know, they put them in a financially like difficult spot, and they started like not paying workers and stuff. Oh, they'll pick which worker that got paid. I was one of the lucky ones that got paid during the lockdowns and stuff, but I couldn't stand there and be the manager for certain people and that weren't playing it fair. That was one of the motivations to start my own business, was just didn't want to work for anybody anymore. But also, just it's something that I've wanted to do for a long, long time, and the opportunity presented itself, and me and my partner, we just jumped on board, and we went 110%.
And what was your reaction from your family and friends saying, hey, I want to open a business during the pandemic?
They were pretty shocked because I've been saying that for a long time to them. And they thought that, you know, this guy just talks. That's all he's going to do. He's going to keep saying he wants to open a business, but he's never going to do it. And so when I went back and I told them, oh, we're opening him up on Jan 4th, they're like, oh, it's for real. I was like, yeah. Yeah, they were like pretty shocked.
Yeah.
Because it's not very often that, you know, especially us Samoans, that we can just go and open a business. The response of the community is they've like shown so much support. You know, we posted did a little post on Facebook saying that we're opening up, and that just went like crazy. And our Instagram, all from the local community, they've just sent so much support, and a lot of people have come through because of COVID. They've come through to support a small business opening up, just because everyone's not sure whether we're going to go into lockdown again in Melbourne or not.
Yeah, I think that is the one thing about the Pacific and the Samoan community is that, you know, people will come running to support you because they want to see people, you know, like us, they want to see our people succeed. So it's really great. And admittedly, that's how I found you on social media. So it probably shows that, you know, your post was shared out into the networks. So that is really great. So with the new business, what do you have a goal? Do you have a dream? What would, you know, success look like for you?
One of the goals, if I'm being absolutely honest, is to try and create like a program for the youth to try to get them in like cutting hair, to stop them from wasting time on the streets doing things they shouldn't be doing, but showing them that there's a better way of going about things, like making money. And so that's one of, if I'm being honest, that's what would be one of my like my goals. And that's what I would value as success. If I can offer the youth of today a brighter and better future, you know, give them an opportunity to make that change for themselves.
That was Kulio Antonio Kulio talking there to Talia Olutia. And if you're here in Melbourne, you can check out his Facebook page, Kulio the Barber.